If you're a student athlete or related to one, you are probably familiar with the paperwork that's required. Usually, there's a form from a doctor. There might be questions about asthma or seizures. But for many female student athletes, the questions are more invasive. In fact, they're asked about their menstrual history. These questions aren't new, and they are optional, but in Florida, parents and doctors are raising privacy concerns after some school districts moved the form to a third-party digital platform. Here and now, Scott Tong spoke with Palm Beach Post reporter Catherine Kokel about what's happening.
I understand schools in Florida have been requesting this information for decades. What specifically did these forms ask?
Absolutely. So this is a three-page form, and it covers things that are relevant to how an athlete can perform both on the field and in practice. So whether they have allergies, whether they've had any major surgeries, whether they have anything like a hip replacement, something that a coach may need to know. But at the very bottom of the first section of this form are five questions that are marked for female athletes only that ask them when they got their last period, how many periods they typically have in a year, when they started menstruating, and things like that. So all of this information is to be discussed between a physician and the athlete. And then in many states, the final page of this form, which is the clearance for whether the athlete can play or not, is turned into the school district. Now, in Florida, the entire form, including all of that medical history and the optional menstrual history, is turned into the school district.
And why do the Florida school districts even need all this information?
That's a good question. Our High School Athletics Association is the standard bearer across the state. So these questions can't be taken off or put on by individual districts. And the FHSAA, they say that this is important for a physician to discuss and that all this information should be accessed by the school in case of an emergency. The forms have been collected this way for so long, and none of these questions have necessarily been flagged by parents or students, at least not in a public way. So it's one of those systems that people are kind of rethinking post-Dobbs decision.
Post-Dobbs decision, that is the world we're in. What are the fears by some as to how this information could be abused?
I think a lot of the student athletes and their families, as well as pediatricians that I talk to, are just rethinking reproductive privacy right now. And so there is a fear that this information is subject to subpoena, fear that this information could be leaked in a data leak. The platform in Palm Beach County that is used to collect these evaluation forms is new this year. So instead of filling out a paper form and giving it to your athletic director, you're now being required to fill it all out online. So there's general anxiety about putting that information online. But this information could have been subpoenaed when it was on paper, too. So that has not necessarily changed. We're seeing reproductive history and social media and the data that we put out into the ether being used to prosecute some people. In Nebraska this summer, there is a mother and her daughter who are being prosecuted for performing an abortion after police got Facebook messages through a subpoena. And so it is within that context that some of these anxieties are coming up.
Are there also fears from trans athletes that this potentially could be information used to out them?
That's a great question. And I put it to a pediatric endocrinologist here in Florida who works with a lot of trans youth. And what he said was that unless these forms require you to list your sex assigned at birth, they do not automatically out a trans athlete. By the same token, though, he worries that any focus on menstruation is at the very least maybe awkward for a male athlete who gets a period or a female athlete who doesn't. But this is obviously something that's taking place in a broader discussion where trans athletes are feeling a lot more pressure from state legislatures.
Now this information is increasingly in digital form in several counties in Florida. How does that change things? Is it make it easier to be hacked, more easily accessed by multiple parties?
One of the reasons that Palm Beach County took this information online is that they think that it will be easier for coaches to access it when they need to, potentially in an emergency situation, than it would be if they had to run back into the building and get these papers. So it was moved online for convenience and access reasons, and also in some cases for security. When I spoke to the legal counsel for Activate, which is the software company that Palm Beach County uses to take these online, he said these forms won't be changing hands as much as they used to. So you don't hand it to your coach, who makes a copy of it, and then they give it to the athletic director, where it could be left on a desk or something like that. But this software company is very new. It was established in September of 2021. Palm Beach County is one of the first major high school districts to contract with this company for its services. And there are a couple of places in their privacy policy that are raising flags for parents. Notably, Activate does not sell student data, but there are some places where it can provide de-identified or aggregated data. And there are a couple of pathways toward partnering with other organizations to share this data to help sell things like insurance plans or tickets or spirit wear, things like that. What's important to note is that Activate, the software platform, is FERPA compliant. So the FERPA privacy laws are covered in this instance.
Not HIPAA, FERPA.
That's correct. School districts are covered by FERPA, which is the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. That's a federal law that basically gives parents certain rights with respect to their children's educational records. Because Activate is not provided by a medical provider, it is not a HIPAA-covered entity. So okay, if this information were moving from the physician's office to the school district, that information may be more likely to be covered by HIPAA, but because this information goes back to students who then upload it into this third-party software, that is not a medical provider, and so that is not covered by HIPAA.
And Catherine, what's next here? Is there any movement afoot to change this reporting system?
There is. So outside of Florida's system, which is standardized across the whole state, there's also a national pre-participation physical form. And that form has these questions on it as well. But in that form, it is explicitly stated at the top that only the final sheet goes to school districts. And so there is discussion in the sports medicine community here in Florida, as well as at the national level, of whether that type of guidance needs to be standardized across the country and whether there needs to be an upheaval of how we do those forms. Not to mention the conversations that I've had with physicians who help write these forms that are saying maybe we should take these off in general. Maybe this is information that we discuss only in our office and we don't write down on the form. Mm. So there's a lot of kind of reevaluation of these questions, where they go and why they're asked and why they're written down.
Catherine Kokol is an education reporter at the Palm Beach Post. Catherine, thanks for the time.
I so appreciate it. Thank you.